Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live. The Declaration of Independence talks about the king has sent forth and created new offices and sent forth swarms of new agents to eat out our substance. It's like locust. And that's what happens. And then they want more. And you get a North Korea unless you stand up. And I'm telling you, it is a recipe for absolute bedlam. The armed population, all these illegal aliens, all this other stuff together, the mass crime that the government's ignoring while they cut police and try to get our guns. I mean, this is bad news. Gerald, you were saying something about when we went to break about the evil woman trying to grow tomatoes in her front yard. And the good news is people rebelled, and that's why the city finally tried to charge her with other stuff. But suddenly neighbors all over the city started planting their own front yard gardens, and that's when the tyrants turned tailed and ran. They only want to keep pushing when they know they can win. The minute they start seeing us have victory, they leave the field because they don't want our victories to become contagious.
You got it. You know, people often write to us and say, you know, I point out a lot of the problems. What are some of the solutions? Well, we had a Salenti solution in this Trends Journal. Direct democracy. Let the people vote. We do not have a representative form of government. Only little kiddies in high school believe that one. The only people our representatives represent are the very powerful, the very rich, and the special interests. That's who they do their carrying for. So we're saying on major issues, be it war, education, health care, the budget, whatever it might be, critical issues, direct democracy, let the people vote. And we can do it online. Online? But my gosh, there could be fraud. Oh, yeah, like there's none now? Hey, you want to go? How about some hanging chads, Al Gore? You know, so this could be totally transparent. And if you could bank online, you could vote online. And what country has direct democracy? That's probably one of the richest countries in the world. The standard of living is the highest among the population. Everybody's armed. No crime, hardly any crime.
Switzerland.
Yep. The food's not bad. Good-looking place. Oh, no, not here. We have, because people start writing back. They say, we have a constitution. Yeah, if you think we have a constitution, you're out of your mind.
Well, Gerald, the direct democracy, as you know, and I'm entertaining this idea, and I want to have you back. In fact, tomorrow, I should have plugged this, we're doing a special report, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, prisonplanet.tv, and then, of course, after that, it'll go out later all over the web, and we'll probably even re-air it here the next day because it's going to be so informative. But he'll be joining us tomorrow, prisonplanet.tv, 7 p.m. Central, for an InfoWars special report. But in closing, if you look at their system, it's states that have direct democracy, and then they send their representatives who then vote directly there. But so there's still some checks and balances. I mean, if it's totally direct, they could bamboozle the public into by falsely labeling things, some pretty dangerous stuff.
Alex, they bamboozle the public now. They're in total control. At least we'll get the future we deserve. And we're looking for volunteers. The website is directdemocracynow.org. This, to us, is the greatest revolution. It could happen worldwide. Let's put take the hands. Look what we have, a gang of 535 running this country. 535 people, a cavalcade of clowns, the Republicans and the Democrats, making life and death issues for us. I've had it.
Well, we've got to have a debate about it, and I look forward to tomorrow night getting into more of the trends and discussing this solution that you have. Gerald, fire out your websites for folks.
TrendsJournal.com, TrendsJournal.com, the summer issue just came out. And DirectDemocracyNow.org if you want to change the system.
All right, thank you.
you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Mike Adams gave us this about 30 minutes ago before it was even published. He'll be joining us the last 15 minutes of the broadcast today. Breaking news, multi-agency armed raid hits Raw Foods, Healthy Family Farms, for selling raw milk and cheese. That, by the way, you can buy the raw cheese at Whole Foods. It's really expensive, and it's really good. Because this boiled stuff isn't real cheese. The milk you get at stores isn't real milk. I'm going to tell you about that briefly before we go to our next guest here, where humans are being turned into products. We're going to break that down. It dovetails with this Daily Mail article. Apple factory finds answer to worker suicides. Replace staff with 1 million robots. This is all part of the dehumanization. The babies having their blood for almost 40 years, and the entire Western world taken, given to the companies. They then patent your DNA. You later go to get treatment. No, no, no. We own you. Just like they patent seeds they manipulate. Unbelievable. We're going to be talking to her in just a moment. But first, I'd like to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. Non-GMO, non-hybrid, super high-quality food. eFoods Direct is celebrating their 30th anniversary with a great deal. Save 30% on the Freedom Unit, one-year food supply. Here's your chance to save $536-plus off their already low price for a one-year supply of the best storable foods on the planet. This price is even lower for the same volume of food that it was when we first started back in 1981. This offer ends soon, so act now quantities are limited. Be prepared before you need it. Yeah, with all this depression stuff, believe me, I got storable food, folks. I buy gold when it's $300, $1,600. I got my storable foods, and I went to a lot of companies that were crud or old. This is the stuff. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Continuing, Pure Water Freedom is made in America, high-quality, whole house, tabletop, below-the-sink, water bottles, all made in America. Visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of everything you need. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. The reverse osmosis system will filter radioactive isotopes and much more. All their filters are made in the USA. Check them out at InfoWars.com via their banner or PureWaterFreedom.com today. Now, again, Mike Adams is joining us in about 40 minutes, but I want to just briefly hit this because this is big. Breaking news. Multi-agency armed raid hits Rossum Foods, Healthy Family Farms for selling raw milk and cheese. Now, again, 50 years ago, folks, everybody got raw milk delivered. It was all local dairies. But the big combines came in and said, how do we sell basically rotten milk? That, I mean, and I've had family involved in dairies. I've milked cows. When I worked on ranches, I know all about it. Okay, the point I'm going to tell you here, and I'm going to go to our guest. Let me explain something. It is a magic food, a perfect food, milk, when it's live. It's got antibodies, everything. It's live. It lasts for a week if you keep it cold. But if you get any blood or any cow manure or anything in it, if the place isn't perfectly clean, you got to throw the whole batch of milk out. And the first time you get somebody sick, they never buy your milk again. Plus, you really don't get sick. It's just, it might taste sour or taste bad or whatever. Okay, but Big Agra said, we want to just have big, giant systems, bankrupt the small dairies, buy them up. We're going to get laws passed, start at state level. Now the CDC's involved in this, to make you boil the milk. They boil it and turn it into basically a cheese product, and it's deadly for your heart. And that's why I don't have local dairies anymore, like the one Ron Paul worked for growing up in Pittsburgh. Okay, you all had local dairies, your people knew who had the best milk. You ever had a problem, you're out of business. The point is that they radiate beef now so they can sell you rotten meat. They do all of this so they can give you dirty food. And they've hit them with SWAT teams, arrested them, and again, they're selling the idea this is illegal now. It's not even illegal. I mean, they're SWAT teaming Amish, but this is a new massive raid in Los Angeles County with guns drawn, putting people in police cars, again, to scare everybody. They're shutting down real American industry. Okay, I mean, this is the Soviet Union didn't even do this. Okay, only in America. Now, shifting gears, Jeanine Girard is an amazing individual, and she is a plaintiff for the ACLU. Together, they are fighting the U.S. Patent Office for granting one laboratory a patent on the breast cancer genes, BRCA1 and BRCA2. She has been, again, interviewed by 60 Minutes, you name it, and will, of course, give you her website as well, offtherackbook.com. She goes over the monopoly on genetic tests that identify the presence of the genes. All of it. You think they're just patenting soybeans or potatoes? No, they're doing it with humans. And tell us your story. Tell us what they did to you and where this lawsuit's going. Jeanine, thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Alex. I really appreciate it. Essentially, I was diagnosed at age 36, and I had some breast cancer in my family. And so I decided to go ahead and get the genetic test because I did test positive for breast cancer. So I ended up testing positive for the BRCA2 gene. What that means is that I have a 5 times higher likelihood than your average woman of getting breast cancer and also getting ovarian cancer. When I got the results of that test, I wanted to be, you know, prudent about making my decisions because these are really big decisions, especially when you're in your 30s. The possibility of not being able to have children, you know, and having to get your ovaries out or are extremely taxing and, you know, as you can imagine, stressful. So I wanted to get a second opinion because I did test BRCA2 positive through Myriad. When I asked for a second opinion, they said that, in fact, I couldn't get a second opinion because only one company runs the test. And I didn't think that could be possible, really, because how could only one company run a test like that? But they said, yeah, in fact, Myriad is the only company. Shortly after that, I had to start making my decisions based on the Myriad test and was contacted by the ACLU through a referral that asked if I wanted to go ahead and join this lawsuit in 2009.
Now, explain to people the technicals, because I've talked to a lot of medical doctors. They say now they're coming out with a blood test that shows markers that cancer is in you. But then, of course, most people are getting cancer every week, and your immune system's defeating it. What you had going on was different, if I'm correct.
Sure.
So explain this to us.
Sure. Basically, it's a genetic predisposition. This means that it's passed on from a family member to family member. Generally, you have a 50-50 chance of passing it on to a child. And so I had had breast cancer in my family through my grandmother and a second cousin and also my aunt. And so when you do have it in your family, generally they have you test for it pretty quickly. The reason is, if you do have a genetic predisposition, that means you have a higher likelihood in many instances of actually getting breast cancer or getting ovarian cancer. That weighs heavily in your decisions about whether to get a lumpectomy, a single mastectomy, or a double mastectomy.
So to be clear, you didn't have cancer yet, but you had a very good chance of getting it, and so now the medical system is recommending that you have those parts removed?
No, I actually had been tested for cancer, and I tested positive for cancer.
Okay.
And so they did a lumpectomy initially, and the margins weren't clear. What that means is that is a good chance I was going to have a mastectomy on that side.
That was going to come back.
That's exactly what the test indicates. There's a very high likelihood of it coming back.
God, I just care so much about my mother, my wife, my daughters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this breast cancer, as you know, is just exploding. It's just horrific. But I'm sorry, getting back to the issue here. Now, so then you couldn't get a second opinion. You just had to believe them. That's a bedrock of medical history going back to the Greeks, is the second opinion, but it's only one company.
Well, Alex, and here's the really bad kicker, is that there are other laboratories out there that can run the test. The technology exists. It's that they had a patent on the gene itself. Because the technology exists, there are universities out there, et cetera, that can actually run the test. But what was happening is that Myriad would slap a cease and desist letter to them stating, we have the patent, and, you know, they'd slap their arm and say, you cannot run these tests.
Yeah, let's be clear here. They're saying, this human gene's in humans. We've gone and patented that gene, so now no one can go look at it. And what if the company decided to shut down? What if they did? I mean, this is the control. This is turning humans into pure, absolute objects. Are you aware of the 39-year global plan taking blood from babies at birth, even CBS News has reported, and giving it to these companies under the table?
Yeah.
Man, they are evil. They even get our blood and do this, and then you try to go get a gene therapy, and they say, sorry, we patented that as well. This is outrageous.
Think about this. Only one laboratory in our country has banked all of our breast cancer data.
Well, you know why? They don't want you looking at bisphenol A and stuff, and why it's triggering all this. Because even if you're predisposed, and when the bisphenol A hyperfeminizes women and then feminizes men, and it accelerates the aging in those cells, and that's one of the big reasons medical doctors have told us that's happening. Have you ever read into bisphenol A and what it's doing to women?
Yeah. Very, very, very interesting. Very interesting. You know, the other thing that I wanted to mention is I actually have a group of breast cancer survivors of over 24,000 that follow me online. And essentially, I get emails and calls all the time from women who are stuck in a queue waiting for funding to even get this test.
Unbelievable. So it's a form of rationing already. This is so evil. I want to talk more about your lawsuit and where it's going on the other side and some of the horror stories of these other women. Janine Girard is our guest. We'll tell you about her book as well. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Leave it to me to flub names. Continuing now, for people that just joined us, recap the magnitude of this. One company jacking up the price. People are in waiting lists. They can't get access. You can't get a second opinion. And people say, well, that's free market. No. They went and patented the gene. And so from what I've seen in research, now when other companies go out and do their own discovery of the gene, which is you know, humankind's property. Then they're saying, well, you can't do a new therapy with that gene, so this actually stops progress because we own the test on that gene. I mean, this is like saying I own the color blue, or I own sunlight, or I own water, or it's falling from the sky. I mean, it is such an insane power grab. Tell us about the lawsuit and where you're going with this.
Well, essentially, it started in the district court, and we won in the district court level. And then it went to the Court of Appeals, where it got overturned 2-1, with the judges.
Wrong.
And, obviously it's very frustrating for me, but also all women out there. You know, this test is not inexpensive. It's about $3,600. And so they believe that, and because only Myriad has it, it's a monopoly. They believe that if this was overturned, that all laboratories could test if they wanted to, and the price would drop to about $150. And so all women could afford it. So as it stands right now, there's too many women that can't afford it, and cancer is really not something you can mess around with on a time element.
Well, the United States was built on monopolies not being allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but since the robber barons in the last 140 years, that's all they do. As John D. Rockefeller, the founder of the family, said, competition is a sin, and this is just outrageous. And of course, as you know, I'm sure you've researched this now, there are so many other companies who are going out and patenting genes and gene therapies and things, and a lot of times getting our blood samples and then saying they even own that particular protein combination that is individual to you. And you
right.
go in to get a gene therapy, and they go, sorry, it's going to be $1 million. This company, Gwibble Snap, you know, they own it.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. Within my 60 Minutes interview, I listened to a number of genetic scientists talk about the horrible repercussions of this and how it's going to simply retard so many areas of research, in like deafness and blindness and all sorts of different disease that they're trying to, you know, move forward in finding cures for. It's just horrible. I mean, but when you're actually in the trenches, and let me explain something. You know, Alex, this is a really difficult thing to explain to people. It's not a 2-minute conversation. You know, a lot of political, you know, activism and so forth, people get on board and it's rah, rah, rah. This is one of those things where when I talk about it in the public, and I'm so glad you're doing this interview, is that people don't realize how it's going to impact them directly. And it is a kind of a scientific, difficult concept, but on the flip side, when you're in the trenches and you're actually having to make decisions, life or death decisions, based on one company actually having a monopoly on a part of your body, it really changes your outlook.
No, I mean, it's very simple. Monsanto goes, creates a GMO crop that infects and takes over crops in the same family, and then they have courts rule that you have trespassed and stole from them when it's admitted they contaminated you. And in this case, they're going in, identifying building blocks of the human body, saying that they have now discovered it, like Spain discovering the Americas and planting a flag, and then saying, no one can ever touch this. We will deploy and develop only what we want with this gene. It is like saying, well, we patented the genes for the eye. Now no one can do any treatments for the eye. We own eyes. And it's just total evil.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I'm not sure where this suit is going to go. We just got the ruling back, which was 105 pages of, you know, just amazing banter back and forth. But we don't even know what's going to happen at this point and what's going to happen. We haven't even had our conference call with our lawyers yet from the ACLU to find out, what direction this is going to go.
Well, I got to warn you, I've seen the ACLU do some good work, but any big organization gets political, and I've seen them drop the ball before in key cases with some bad precedent being created. But I want to come back and talk about some of the horror stories from the tens of thousands of women that follow your work. I would imagine, I'm guessing Twitter will give out all the different websites. There's some other good news, though. Court. Organic farmers can sue conventional GMO farmers whose pesticides trespass. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without
Janae Girard is our guest. And Janae, before we get into some of the horror stories, so folks can get together, and so women facing this scourge, this plague of breast cancer from the GMO and the bisphenol A and all the rest of it. It's just exploding off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. But it's all part of globalism, all part of the New World Order. Give us some of the websites. Tell us about the publications. Tell us about the work you're doing.
Sure. I actually wrote a breast cancer book called Off the Rack, Chronicles of a 30-something Single Breast Cancer Survivor. And it's just a humorous, ironic, you know, look at what it's like to go through treatment. And it's one of the first funny books out there that helps women have a little bit of humor and seriousness going through this. Secondly, I have a website called Beyond the Boobie Trap, B-O-O-B-I-E. And my community on Facebook is about 24,000. And I get about 2.1 million interactions per month on there between breast cancer survivors. The Facebook site is facebook.com/beat, B-E-A-T, breast cancer. And that's where most of the action occurs, where we have all of our communication and disseminate between each other, drug interactions, surgery information, et cetera. It's a pretty tight bond.
Well, it just makes me so angry when I think about what's happening to women in our country and the persecution. Go through for folks some of the reports you're getting.
Sure. I had one woman in a very rural county who didn't have insurance. She had been laid off from her job for actually getting breast cancer. She had trouble even doing her work. She was laid off. She had breast cancer in her family, and it was suggested to her by a local clinic to go ahead and get the genetic test run, but she couldn't afford it because she didn't have insurance. Of course, it was $3,600. So she asked what her options were, and her options were to wait in a queue for public funds to be allocated towards her, or to not get the test at all. And, of course, when you have breast cancer in your family and you have a diagnosis, you really need it to get on the ball and figure out what you need to do to protect yourself and make the right decision. So to have her wait in a queue is absolutely ridiculous. Secondly, there was a woman that was actually with me on the 60 Minutes interview where they didn't, Myriad did not accept her insurance. So they have the right to deny insurance, yet they're the only company out there that runs the test.
Well, it's simple. The way our system is set up, A, you can't have a monopoly, but B, you can have the patent, but then you have to license it to companies. And you can charge your fee, but you've got to license it, but they're not doing that. And that's the creme de la creme of corruption right there. I thought, whoa, I didn't know that. They can even refuse you if they want. I mean, this is insane. You know, they have debates about we've got to give poor people free cell phones. You got to fry their brain. So everybody can, you know, pay for their brain cancer surgery. And the illegal aliens get all their babies paid for, the anchor babies. But citizens of this country have insurance and go to them, and they say, no, we don't accept your insurance. I mean, that is a death sentence for many people.
It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, here our health care system wants us to be an active participant. They want us to get involved in our diagnosis and to have every piece of the puzzle to be able to make an educated decision. And yet we have a monopoly on this piece of such a major part of our decision-making. You can imagine a woman having to get her ovaries out and not having the peace of mind to get a second opinion on that when, you know, you could determine whether or not you're going to have children. I mean, come on. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, and as you were saying earlier, there are so many other cases of all of this, so many other. I mean, you can just type in genes patented or blood samples used to create gene patent. And I'm glad that you knew about that because I was talking about it 16 years ago when I was sent documents when I first got on air because they store them for quite a few states, the different regional storage facilities. Down in San Antonio, and it's a Department of Defense overall program, but it's at a private university, what, UT San Antonio. They store my blood sample when I was born in Dallas, everybody. And they say, oh, it's a health department mandated, as if the hospital couldn't do their own blood test. We send this blood sample off, and really what they're doing is taking that, running your genetic sequencing, selling it to companies. It is just, and it shows the secretive continuity of agenda, and we're just now learning about it. And they literally see us as animals who have no right to our own bodies and are really just there to be fed upon. It's incredible. I mean, obviously, you can't patent electricity. You could patent the processes or different systems of sending it out or metering it or controlling it. You can't patent you know, basic systems, things that already exist, like our genes. I mean, I could see, you know, quote, they'll say, well, we're patenting the gene test. But again, that's just recognizing the gene. And from what I've read on this case, it doesn't matter if a company develops another way of doing it. They're saying we own that gene now.
Yeah. I guess what they're saying or what the court ruled is that they have the ability, Myriad, to identify, remove, and isolate DNA from a cell. That's how they get around it. So, and the judge that disagreed with the case said that's the same thing as plucking a leaf from a tree. It still is a piece of something that existed in nature. And, you know, so I don't know. I'm not sure where it's going to go, but what I really would love to see is this get overturned and that the monopoly goes away and that all women can afford to get the test to protect themselves and to also have this data not banked in one company so that we can further research breast cancer and move closer to finding a cure and something that can...
Well, that's the other big issue. These big mega companies, many of them have been caught, they don't want cures. They want treatments because there's more money in that. And we know most of the real scientific advances, we're always hearing about a cure for this, cure for that. That's all shelved because the establishment does not want life extension systems being given to the general public. Ms. Gerard, I really want to thank you for joining us today. And we will continue to follow your case as it develops. But by educating the public about issues like this, there will be an outcry, and we will end up in the end defeating Big Pharma, because in most cases these companies, I mean, it's like Bayer Pharmaceutical got caught and convicted in French court, but it turned out it was happening all over the world for a decade, knowingly getting, you know, buying blood from the different organizations that collect it, where all these, you know, well-meaning people go in and get blood. Then it turns out end up selling most of it. It's not, you know, given out to folks when they really need it. It's sold to a Big Pharma, and Bayer knowingly would just not even test it. They would just mix all the blood together, knowing it's a lot of homeless folks and drug addicts that are giving blood. They would mix it all together and create blood platelet drugs like Factor VIII, ship it out knowing it was full, every ampule of hepatitis A, B, and C, and HIV, a death sentence worldwide for hundreds of thousands, and it came out that they knew and just didn't care. I mean, that is beyond evil. But because it's done medically, it's kind of cute. Oh, you're gonna die of hepatitis now. You're going to die of AIDS now. It's okay. The CEOs needed the money. They're good people. And since it was done by them, it's okay. The only country to convict him was France. Everywhere else, they said, you're allowed to do this. Bill Clinton was involved, allowing in prisons people they knew had HIV. They'd sell them the drugs in the... And I had the head doctor from the prison on. They firebombed his office, firebombed the Heliophiliac Society the same night up in Canada to get at the documents when the doctor came on the show and said this was all going on. And later, the whole blood scandal came out. But people need to stop being naive. Stop being naive. And realize Big Pharma grew out of the eugenics lobby in the last 100 years and sees us as animals. And on average, I don't know about this company in particular, but think all of this is very, very cute. It was good having you on, and I hope folks will get your book and get it out to everybody we know because it's such important work. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. Good to have you with us. Now, we're going to go to Mike Adams here in just a moment with breaking news. Now I haven't confirmed this, and I've known about this for 3 days, and I have been trying to get in touch with a gentleman who I know did work with Ted Gunderson and who did get us in contact with him last time, but I've been unable to. All of Ted Gunderson's phone numbers are dead. I had him on about a year ago and didn't have him back on because the phone quality was so bad and you could tell he was in bad shape. And it was funny, about 2 weeks ago, I said, I got to try to get him back on because I know he's beaten cancer a couple times. And then I looked it up online, and folks that were helping him out said he's on life support a couple weeks ago. That's funny. I was thinking about it. I wanted him on, looked it up. He was on life support. And reportedly, but I've contacted the person who I know has worked with him in the past and haven't gotten an email back. I would like to get them on to confirm this, but I know when I talked to him last year here, it was about a year ago on air. In fact, look up the date, guys. Well, here it is, 4/21/10. So it was a year and 4 months ago. In fact, that's the image they're using there. In fact, I think that's one of his last interviews, actually. And he said, yes, I just had surgery Yesterday, I've had my artificial, it was a bladder made out of a animal's bladder or something. I forget. You can go listen to the interview. And he was tough as nails. Ted Gunderson, ex-regional head of the FBI in Southern California, truth seeker. A lot of COINTELPRO lied about him, demonized him. I looked into what they said about him, and it wasn't true. You know, that he was CIA and all this stuff. I remember hearing what he talked about 15 years ago. I thought it was pretty wild, but a lot of it did turn out to be true. And nobody's certainly perfect, but there's an extra demonization now that he's reportedly died. He reportedly died on 7/31, so he died Sunday of cancer. Ted Gunderson was born in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He graduated from the University of Nebraska in 1950. Gunderson entered the Federal Bureau of Investigation in December of 1951. He served in Mobile, Knoxville, New York City, Albuquerque offices. He held posts as assistant, special agent in charge in New Haven and Philadelphia. He admitted he ran COINTELPRO in New Haven. And as chief, he was honest about that and apologized for it. And as chief inspector and special agent in charge of Memphis and Dallas divisions, Ted Gunderson is the former chief of the Los Angeles division of the FBI. And he reportedly is dead. And I've waited for 3 days, and folks are like, why aren't you saying he's dead? Well, because I obviously he must be or something. I mean, he was almost dead a year ago when I talked to him. And so there you go. And, of course, Aaron Zellman of JPFO died, and we talked about that. People said, why haven't you talked about it? We did. You missed it. But a lot of great people passing, and it's very sad. I mean, Aaron Russo's been dead for like 4 years now. Very, very sad. Okay. I take you now to Mike Adams, who joins us, the Health Ranger. Breaking news, multi-agency armed raid hits Rossum Foods, Healthy Family Farms for selling raw milk and cheese. Then these raids are going on everywhere. I don't have time for the big corrupt banksters and people, but this isn't even illegal. And that's what they break down. It's done to create a chilling effect. You must buy your GMO garbage. You must die of cancer. And it's up at naturalnews.com and infowars.com. Mike Adams joins us via video Skype for the rest of this short segment and the next one. Boy, I tell you, they are really dropping the hammer on what's left of Middle America and people trying to have their own commerce locally. Mike Adams, they are really coming after the food supply.
They're going all out, Alex, and this is a breaking story that we're bringing you today, and we just sent video over to your producers. Maybe they can roll that. That's video hot off the scenes as these thugs, basically, these thugs with badges are loading up the cheese, and they're pouring milk down the drains. That's not on the video yet, but more videos coming in. They are going in and destroying and vandalizing this entire store. They went after the cash of the owner. They did not read him his rights. They handcuffed him and put him into an unmarked vehicle. They did not serve a proper warrant. And this all happened this morning, and protests are taking place right now in Venice, California, outside the Rossum Foods store. So they have no shame, Alex. They don't even pretend to follow the law. They're just outright thugs now.
Well, listen, I can buy raw milk and raw cheese at Whole Foods. I can buy it at Central Market. I bought two blocks of it, little blocks this weekend when my parents came over, and we ate it before dinner. I mean, it tastes absolutely delicious and alive and good, and I guess I'm going to be SWAT team now? I mean, this is legal. They're just doing this to scare everybody, and they do it with guns because the jury's dumb and thinks, well, they have guns aimed at them. They must be criminals.
That's right. This was a SWAT-style raid with helmets and bulletproof vests and other gear, like SWAT-style raids, but conducted with a mob mentality. They went in, they followed the owner from his home, and then they raided his home, and they raided his store, and they raided a farm today. Three raids took place this morning. Again, an interagency raid involving the CDC as well. And you have to ask, why is the CDC involved in these raids? I mean,
now we're rolling some of the video in the background for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We'll get this posted in the articles at InfoWars.com and then get it over there at NaturalNews.com. This video you were sent, it looks like it was shot clandestinely. What is going on this video?
Yeah, you're right. It was shot clandestinely by a person on the scene with a cell phone who was afraid that they were going to be intimidated or arrested if they were witnessed filming the video of law enforcement there confiscating the products and destroying the products. And that is not 20 minutes off the scene, Alex, so your viewers are the first to see this across the web and around the world.
And sometimes, we'll keep rolling in the background, but sometimes they'll spend a year or more infiltrating, even though it's public, nobody's hiding, it's an open store, getting data to find out when they've got their biggest production run and have made an investment designed to bankrupt them. And they SWAT team the Amish, yeah. I mean, people selling tomatoes. I mean, wow, we're watching this footage right now. All these resources to go after stuff that's non-criminal.
The first thing they did, Alex, when they initiated the raid, they went to the owner and they pulled out their guns and they said, "Where's the cash?" And he disclosed. Yeah, that's exactly. They go after the cash.
Well, no, these are armed robbers. That's what tyranny is.
Yeah, well, and
where's the cash?
I mean,
everybody get on the floor. It's a bank robbery.
They went after the cash and they destroyed his products. I mean, isn't this a Chicago mob hit? Isn't that what they did?
Yeah, actually, I'm watching them here destroy products in the back of a truck. I mean, it's just like descending like locusts. We got people selling quality cheese. Get the SWAT team. Where's the cash? Everybody on the floor. Money! Yeah! Stay with us, Mike. It's America. It's ours. They'll put...
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Everywhere. You had local dairies that delivered it to your front door. That's why there was a milkman. They had grocery stores, but your milk was delivered fresh for the day. How many bottles you wanted? Big family, two or three bottles. One person, you know, small bottle. They delivered fresh milk. and there was no problems. Big Agri wanted to be able to sell rotten milk, keep it a lot longer, shut down their competition. They passed state laws. They lobbied. They shut off their competition, the monopoly men. Now it's all coming back, and they are trying to shut it down. But people selling pumpkins, people selling tomatoes, this is about, hey, you're going to buy from us. And the system is scared. Here in Austin, it's caught on big time. These co-ops and people have a farm, and then you own your cow in the stall, and then you go get your milk. Totally legal, trying to stop that. They have a farmer's market. Folks would bring the milk under private sale. You could buy the milk that was, you know, taken out of the cow at 5 a.m. I mean, I bought it. Not now. They had undercover people there threatening folks. And it's like, it's not the law, but a cop's threatening you, and they will pistol whip you. They will get you. Look, this is the new America. And Mike, is it just me, or do I see this stuff exploding now? There's a major assault going on. Tell us what else happened in this case.
Well, it's very clear the pressure is on, and they're resorting to illegal tactics. For example, they gave James here $123,000 bail, and they set it at that level. But they told him that he could not use bail bonds to raise that money, and they demanded that he had to disclose whatever sources that he used to raise the money so that he could make bail. Now, that is completely illegal. It's a violation of his due process rights. But you see, they don't respect the law anymore. The entire raid is probably illegal. We'll find out because we're going to get a copy of the warrant.
Meanwhile, the ATF is shipping guns to drug gangs in the U.S., not just Mexico, but that's okay. But they're giving this guy a mafia-level bond for... tell us the evil. Tell us about this company.
Oh, yeah, they're terribly evil because they offer wholesome raw milk from farms where cows are not treated with recombinant bovine growth hormones. They're not given vaccines. They're free-range cows. They sell free-range chicken eggs. Those are obviously very evil.
Whoa.
They sell all kinds of wholesome foods and products that actually help people prevent diseases.
So basically they raided a crack house. That's good. Folks selling eggs, that's a no-no. I mean, what do they think? It's land of the free, home of the brave? I mean, North Korea, you're allowed to sell eggs, but not here. So where is this going now?
Well, right now he's being held in L.A. at a police department. I've been on the phone with representatives to find out the next steps. We know we're going to organize a public protest in L.A. Remember, Alex, this is the second time that law enforcement has raided the same store, Rawsome Foods, which is a private buying club that sells raw milk and raw cheese. They don't hide it. They openly talk about...
Are these the folks where they had their own security cameras and it's the cops yelling with the guns?
It's the same place.
Oh, so it's punishment. You don't
show... punishment.
Yeah,
you know how it works. Now they're coming after the cash. They're going to put you out of business, destroy your products, make sure you can't make bail, and they're going to keep the pressure on until you give in. But we're not giving in. You know, we are fighting back against these tyrants, and thank you for covering this story, Alex, because this has got to go national. People need to understand this could come to your hometown, your favorite store, your favorite farm. They could put everybody in prison and say it's for public health.
Well, they also raided the Healthy Family Farms, right? The source of the evil devil milk.
We don't know all the details about that, but they did conduct that raid. We're going to learn more and share it with you.
All right, Mike, the main broadcast is over. I know you got to go and get on this, but I want to do 5 minutes of overdrive with you. It'll be prisonplanet.tv only and the free audio streams at Infowars.com. For everybody else, key rebroadcast coming up, getting into all of the incredible debt limit garbage, the Super Congress, all of it. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.